Before I get started this week, I wanted to give a big shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a highly respected and heart-centered stress and TMS coach based in Los Angeles. She was a burnt-out high school teacher who battled chronic TMS symptoms for over 16 years. So she definitely gets the frustration of doing all the right things to heal and still not getting the results that you desire. It's important to note that while hard work, grit, and perseverance have driven many of our successes in life, relying solely on this masculine approach is unlikely to solve our TMS symptoms. The way out isn't just through more hustle and more push. Embracing concepts like surrender, ease, and feeling our emotions can be incredibly challenging, especially when relying solely on that masculine energy, which has served us so well in the past. That's why working with a coach like Jeannie can make all the difference, because healing truly comes from letting go, not from doing more. I encourage you to go to jeanniecolwin.com, that's JeannieKulwin.com, to book your free call and to learn about her one-on-one coaching program. Welcome back to the show. As of this moment, I'm not sure what day this is going to air. It's either going to be August 27th, August 28th, August 29th. The plan was that last week I was going to have an episode out, and then time really got away from me, as it has over the last, 7 or 8 weeks. Just been a lot of changes in this old brain of yours, old brain of mine, I should say. But I'm happy that I'm here. I'm happy that you were here a couple of weeks ago and heard that new conversation with Dr. Schechter and I. It was nice picking his brain after 5 years away, or 4 years away. I think it was five, might have even been like five and a half from the last time that we talked. So it's nice getting some perspective, whether it's changed or stayed the same or whatever over the last few years. But welcome back to the podcast. So I alluded to this a couple of weeks ago, that I sustained a shoulder injury back on August. What date would that have been? Hold on, let me look. I want to make sure I get this date right. August 9th, sustained a shoulder injury. So one of the things that I talk to a lot of people about that listen to this show, but even myself, if I go back to 7 or 8 years ago and sort of how I saw pain and injuries and kind of how they would go, I had about as scary of a situation as there could be. So I've talked over the years about various flare-ups or situations that I've had, like examples where I'm like a couple of years ago, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, some snatch pulls, pretty light ones, and suddenly my back just completely lights up, and so bad, in fact, that I can't actually move my legs. Down on the ground, can't move my legs. The spasm is so bad. If you were to visualize it, it literally felt like, you know, that term, my back is out, or a vertebrae is out, or whatever, even though anatomically it can't really happen, but that's what it felt like. Having to army crawl to even be able to move at all has been the reality in those situations. And I feel like years and years ago, if something like that happened to me, prior to learning about Dr. Sarno and kind of how resilient the body is in general, I would have suffered from that for months, and kind of always thought about and been careful with the back. So I had shoulder surgery at the end or the beginning of 2016. At the end of 2015, training for an Olympic weightlifting event, I dislocated my shoulder, tore my labrum, tore my rotator cuff, broke my arm. It was spectacular. Waited 6 months to have surgery. I was 90% probably pain-free by the time that surgery rolled around, but nevertheless had it. And, who's to say my left arm feels exactly the same as my right arm at this point. But that was several months of, going through a rehab process and doing all that stuff. And maybe it could have been avoided. Maybe it was bullshit. Maybe it wasn't, whatever. That was, that's not here nor there. But 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, back on August the 9th, was playing softball. So I play adult rec softball. And the position I enjoy the most is like shortstop, third base. Sometimes what's needed the most, and this sounds sort of arrogant, but I see myself as pretty athletic. So sometimes it might be putting myself out there in the outfield, because I can run really well, and I've got good vision for the ball and being able to catch it in space and run things down and stuff like that. But there's been a need on the season or a need on the team this season to have a pitcher. And so nobody else willing to do it. And so I have been doing it the last, for most of the season, all but 1 or 2 weeks. And a couple of those weeks had pitched every pitch of 2 games in one night. But that's not my favorite thing to do. I want to go field balls. Like, I want to be able to go and, you know, put some of that defensive work, do some web gyms if you're a fan of SportsCenter. So I had pitched an entire game on August 9th and then had pitched the first couple of innings of another game that same night in a doubleheader. But then I had asked, like, begged the team basically, hey, can somebody else just pitch an inning or two? My buddy Dean stepped up. He did a great job. I went and took shortstop because I wanted to get as much action as possible. Fielding balls, I caught a line out. So I was having a great time. I was playing, there was a right-handed hitter that came up. I was playing way close to third base. The third baseman was over very close to the line, so I was kind of slid over. So there was sort of a huge gap between where second base was and where I was. And this ball gets hit, goes over the mound, on the ground, by the way, it was hit on the ground, goes over the mound, starts to roll over second base, and I'm running, and there's just like a split second where it's like, hey, competitive Eddie really wants to dive for this ball and stop it. There's just not really an opportunity to think about it. So I dove. It was a very hard landing. It's a turf infield, and very hard landing. Actually hit my head on it, had a little crack in my glasses, in the upper left-hand corner of those glasses. And I was, to give you some perspective, I'm diving to the left side, stopped the ball, didn't get the runner out. It's almost impossible. It feels like to throw runners out at a softball field, unless you field the ball perfectly. Cause it's just the baselines are too short, but stopped the ball. Nevertheless, thought I made a great play, but man, something felt very, very, very wrong, with my right shoulder, ironically, cause it wasn't the outstretched arm, but I think I tumbled and hit my arm. It was an outstretched arm, I think, but again, too hard to sort of piece together. I stood up and I kind of like it. It felt very, very off, like almost felt out, like similar to the dislocation on my left side so many years ago. And I grab my wrist and I'm pulling down on my wrist in case it is out. I didn't hear any pop or anything like that, but it was just kind of throbbing in that moment. Finished the inning. I actually stepped up. My next plate appearance was in the next inning, hit a triple, and then the pitcher didn't want to pitch anymore. I didn't say anything to the team. My wife was pretty annoyed with me. She was playing, I think, right center field at the time, and she yelled out, "I hope that was worth it." And I said, "Yes, it was." It's my favorite game, right? Baseball, softball, it's my favorite game. So, but I went and pitched the last 2 innings of the game. But it was frustrating. It was the last game of the season. You know, I was bummed because the season's over and now I got to wait all the way until June to play again. So just kind of a bummer all the way around. But that night, it's killing me. And the next morning, it's killing me. There's certain things that I just couldn't do. I was like, tried to reach across my body, like, you know, to like scratch your other shoulder. Couldn't do that without a ton of pain. I went to CVS to get a sling. I talked to Charlie Merrill, who, well-known performance coach, PT, and I've had him on this podcast a bunch of times. I want to have him back on it pretty soon, actually, to talk about injuries from the therapist's perspective, but I'm speaking from the athlete's perspective. But anyway, I went and I got a sling from CVS. He had said if it seems like, because it seemed like the most likely injury was probably like an AC separation. That's sort of what it felt like. And in terms of what the symptoms were, it seemed the most likely. So I was... I wasn't freaking out, but I definitely thought, man, like it could be a while. If it's an AC separation, that could really be a long time. Couldn't even fathom of sleeping on my right side. But I got a sling and then the next morning went to urgent care with Zoe. So she came with me. And the doctor, you know, they did an x-ray, everything was intact. So it didn't look like an AC separation. She said she didn't see my shoulder drooping at all. Said that it's just an unspecified sprain essentially of the shoulder. And she actually recommended I don't wear a sling, because she had said, you know, you can like tighten up a lot. And I do got to say, like, it didn't make me feel any better. It didn't make me feel worse, but it definitely did not make me feel better. I did feel sort of locked in with wearing that. So she said the movement is going to be most important. And So I took the sling off, put it back in the box, eventually returned it a couple of days ago. Tried to return it earlier, but totally just kept escaping my mind. But it's weird because, you know, I sort of had a divergent path that I could take at that point of time. And it's kind of like Eddie again 10 years ago, I would have been freaking out. This is the end of it all. But the doctor's assurance that there wasn't anything structurally wrong from what she could see, and Charlie's recommendation of essentially like, you know, it probably hurts. It'll take some time, you know, a couple weeks or whatever, but no reason to freak out. Really kind of set me a little bit more at ease. I had a 10K the next day. I PR'd that. I think I PR'd that by 4.5 or 5 minutes from my previous time. And I don't remember what my previous time was. I think it was in December-ish, maybe in March, something like that. But I PR'd that by 4.5 or 5 minutes, which is pretty tremendous because the time before that I PR'd it by, I don't know, a minute and a half or something. So this was a good change. I did avoid doing certain movements that were overhead for all of last week or 2 weeks ago. Saw the PT who worked on me with my shoulder rehab. He also worked with Zoe after her elbow reconstruction last year. But you know, the doctor only gave me a couple of minutes. And so working with David, I wanted to have him, you know, do all the physical tests that you can possibly do and give me some reassurance that I'm not, you know, not that there's not something significant here that's going on that I can't see, because there's a lot of structural soft tissues that x-rays just can't see. I don't want to go down the MRI path. I don't want to do all that. So he's doing labrum tests. He's doing AC separation tests. He's doing rotator cuff tests. He's doing all the tests, really. I mean, 40 minutes probably of testing. But then had essentially diagnosed me as having like a whiplash, like I think basically a stinger is another way of saying it, but whiplash. And he sort of described the sequence of events. I'm running to a ball to the left-hand side. I outstretch my arm to the left, but I hit the left side of my head. So my, you know, my head did snap and hit the turf. And, you know, you might be thinking that, hey, like, whiplash, like that's really, really super bad. Like that's just, that's a term that's in our vernacular, I think, especially for the people listening in the United States. Like it's a very litigious country. So if we hear the term whiplash, we automatically think of somebody rear-ending us. And now this injury follows us forever, you know, sort of thing. I actually felt very relieved because to me, when I hear the term whiplash, I think of a very acute injury that has ramped up the reflex of all of that musculature that's up near the shoulder, my trap and, you know, my deltoid and my pec and all that stuff has really, really amped all that up to protect my joint, protect my shoulder. That's the job of the nervous system. Keep me safe. That's what I think of with a whiplash type injury. So David was very assuring. He told me a couple of things that he'd probably stay away from for a week or two. I stayed away from all of them. 6 days later, after he had said that, I back squatted, felt fine. And now I'm, you know, sleep on my side. I'd say it feels 95%, little bit of soreness, but it's tough to tell if it's just, introducing it to new things that I haven't done in a few weeks or whatever, but I don't even think about it now. And I'm just letting the body do its thing. An expectation of healing is what I keep saying in my head. You know, ultimately, like, what is the body's capacity to heal? And for a long time, I just sort of felt like without medical intervention, the body does not have any capacity to heal. And ultimately through this, a really good experience, because previously, like with my low back, if I, you know, if I was lifting something in the garage over the last couple of years and I had a tweak that sent me to the floor, that's such a, one thing that Sarna would always say is that TMS hurts more than anything he'd ever seen in modern medicine. And so the over-the-top hitting the floor with a 95-pound snatch pull is not realistic. This, however, is a sports injury that is very realistic, but still just having, again, believing that my body has the capacity to heal. You know, one thing that I told my wife when we went back into the dugout, because she plays on the team, is that she had said, you know, that kind of stuff just isn't worth it. But to me, I'm a competitor, but two, it was a split second decision to make that play. And so I had repeated back, hey, like I get up at 6:30 every morning to train and do hard training, weightlifting, CrossFit, all that stuff, so that my body has the capacity to do these things and heal quickly. Like that's the whole reason I do all of the stuff that I do. That's how I see it. So a good lesson, nevertheless. But if it happened again, yeah, I'd probably do exactly the same thing again because I think it's fun. And I think acting like our MLB counterparts and all the cool stuff that they do, I think that's a good thing. And it's fun. And, you know, a lot of this has to be fun too. So with that being said, I believe in the body's capacity to heal. And I think that of all the things that I've learned over the years with reading TMS books and listening to Dr. Schubiner talk and all this kind of stuff is that the body has the capability to heal, but ultimately get out of the way, let the nervous system do what it needs to do, you know, give yourself an ample amount of rest, be kind to yourself. You know, all those things are really a perfect recipe to be okay if something like this does happen. And I feel good, I feel strong, and I feel like this is not a huge bump in the road. If anything, a great lesson. So I guess I'll end this with, so what even is an injury? And I will tell you that an injury is an injury, but a cigar is just a cigar. And injuries heal. And that's it. That's what I got. I'll talk to you guys next week.